Today is June 23, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover DeepSeek's open-source inference technique that could recover the compute equivalent of 30 to 40 GPUs without capital expenditure, Cursor's aggressive move to own the entire developer workflow stack, and why the regulatory removal of Claude Opus 4 has made multi-model routing a business continuity requirement rather than a nice-to-have. Let's start with a number that should get your CFO's attention. If you're running a self-hosted GPU cluster on agentic workloads, your infrastructure is likely operating at approximately 40% utilization, not because you're short on compute, but because of a memory bandwidth bottleneck baked into how most inference servers handle AI traffic. Dr. Karoly Zsolnai-Feher on 2-Minute Papers put it in terms any executive can grasp. It's the equivalent of routing emergency vehicles and commuter traffic through the same lane. DeepSeek's open-source pre-fill decode separation technique builds a dedicated lane for each. Here's the mechanics in plain language. When an AI model processes a request, there are two distinct phases. First, pre-fill, taking in the input prompt, which is compute-intensive and can be parallelized. Second, decode, generating the output token by token, which is sequential and bottlenecked by how fast the GPU can pull data from memory. Standard inference servers treat these as a single traffic class. They compete for the same memory bus, and the slower sequential decode phase throttles the faster parallel prefill phase. DeepSeek's technique routes them through separate priority queues with dedicated scheduling. The result, per Dr. Zsolnai-Feher's analysis, is approximately 2x throughput improvement on qualifying long-context multi-turn workloads. The strategic play for your board is this. For a 100 GPU cluster sitting at that 40% utilization baseline, recovering to 70 or 80% utilization is the compute equivalent of adding 30 to 40 GPUs with zero capital expenditure. Dr. Zsolnai-Feher places per inference cost reduction at 30 to 45% on those qualifying workloads. The technique operates entirely below the model layer. No model weights change, no application logic changes, no compliance posture changes. This is a pure infrastructure optimization. Two important qualifiers. First, this is most impactful on context lengths above 10,000 tokens with more than 5 turns per session. Short, single-turn queries see less than 10% improvement and don't justify the implementation effort. Second, if your AI workloads run through managed cloud APIs, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google Vertex, you cannot implement this directly. The efficiency gain is captured by the provider, not you, with an estimated 12 to 24 month lag before it influences API pricing. The first mover window for self-hosted deployments is 12 to 18 months before hyperscalers absorb this into standard offerings. The immediate action: instrument your inference server with NVIDIA DCGM free, open source, to pull memory bandwidth utilization and compute utilization simultaneously. If memory bandwidth is consistently saturated while compute utilization sits below 60% during decode phases, you have the exact bottleneck this technique addresses. Assign your senior ML infrastructure engineer to produce a one-page feasibility memo within 5 business days. The DeepSeek paper is publicly available on ARX5. Search for DeepSeek prefilled decode disaggregation. Moving to Cursor, the headline number from co-founder Michael's keynote is this: 95% of Cursor's active users are already operating in agent mode. That is not an autocomplete product anymore. That is a fundamentally different category of developer tooling. Cursor announced 3 simultaneous platform expansions that together represent a deliberate switching cost escalation strategy. First, cloud agents running 24/7 background automation, 6 million automation runs reported since launch. Second, Origin, an agent-native Git platform currently in design partner phase with general availability planned for fall, claiming more than 50% reduction in time to review by running autonomous PR fix and review cycles. Third, a frontier-scale coding model trained on 10 to 20 times the compute of their prior model, releasing within weeks of the event. The strategic implication here is a platform consolidation play. Cursor is moving from editor-level switching costs to workflow stack-level switching costs. If your team adopts Cloud Agents, Origin, and the proprietary coding model simultaneously, migration away from Cursor is no longer a matter of changing an IDE. It's a 3 to 6 month replatforming effort. For teams currently evaluating GitHub Copilot against Cursor, these are now functionally distinct product categories. Building on that, Origin is a direct architectural challenge to GitHub, which holds over 65% of the code collaboration market per the 2023 JetBrains Developer Survey. The recommended posture is not to migrate yet. Wait for Origin to reach general availability in fall and collect 90-plus days of reference customer data before committing migration resources. But register for the waitlist at cursor.com/origin now to secure early evaluation access. Now, the business continuity story, and this one has an example that should land hard in any risk conversation. Claude Opus 4, a widely deployed frontier model, was removed from public access with minimal advance notice due to regulatory action. Organizations with single model dependencies and revenue-critical workflows experienced immediate service degradation. This is not a theoretical supply chain risk anymore. It happened. The architectural response is a tiered model routing layer. The design logic works like this. You use frontier models, Claude Opus 4, GPT-5, for complex multi-step reasoning where quality is the primary constraint. Mid-tier models like Claude Sonnet or GPT-5 medium handle standard task execution. Open weight models, GLM 5.2, QN, handle high-volume, well-defined subtasks where you've confirmed through production benchmarking that they're adequate. One important nuance flagged by AI entrepreneur Theo on the AI Daily Brief, Claude Opus 4 and GPT-5 at medium settings are both cheaper and stronger than GLM 5.2 for general tasks. Undifferentiated routing to open-weight models purely for cost savings is not automatically justified without task-specific benchmarking. The value of GLM 5.2 is narrow but real. It ranked first on the Design Arena web generation benchmark, with 91% Tailwind CSS adoption versus 57% for Claude Opus 4 in that domain, and superior handling of chart, JS and 3, JS dependencies. For web code generation specifically, it's the right tool. For everything else, benchmark first. Light LLM is the canonical open-source library for implementing this routing layer, unified API surface across over 100 model providers, built-in fallback logic, load balancing, and per-model cost tracking. The AI Daily Brief's recommended organizational policy: no single AI provider should account for more than 60% of mission-critical workflow dependencies reviewed quarterly. For regulated industries, Amazon Bedrock Agents and Azure AI offer Society 2 Type 2 certification and GDPR compliance out of the box, which reduces the compliance burden that open-source routing layers require you to carry yourself. The total implementation cost for a multi-model routing layer is 2 to 4 weeks of engineering time for teams with existing LLM integration experience, plus ongoing operational overhead for per-model quality monitoring. That is the price of supply chain resilience in your AI stack. A few rapid-fire signals worth tracking before we close. On the tooling side, GLM 5.2 requires approximately 8 NVIDIA H200 GPUs to self-host, estimated at around $400,000 purchase cost, or roughly $20,000 per month to rent. Economically viable only at very high enterprise volume. For evaluation, OpenRouter provides managed API access with no infrastructure requirement. Clicky, an open-source push-to-talk screen-aware AI assistant with around 5,000 GitHub stars, is worth piloting for software onboarding acceleration. It captures periodic screenshots, combines them with voice input, and routes multimodal context to Claude for real-time UI guidance. However, Anthropic's native desktop integration roadmap may commoditize this capability within 6 to 12 months. Treat as a pilot tool, not a production infrastructure dependency. On the research talent side, Google DeepMind lost John Jumper, Nobel laureate, AlphaFold lead, to Anthropic, and Noam Shazier, co-author of Attention is All You Need, to OpenAI, in the same week. A DeepMind source cited in the AI Daily Brief stated the lab, quote, no longer has a frontier model in text, image, video, voice, or even vision. The AI Daily Brief host appropriately caveats this as coming from unnamed employees, and Logan Kilpatrick at Google publicly disputed the negative morale framing. Treat this as a signal warranting due diligence, not confirmed intelligence requiring immediate vendor migration. If your production stack is standardized on Vertex AI or the Gemini API for reasoning-intensive tasks, schedule a structured benchmark of Claude 3.7 Sonnet and GPT-4o against your actual production task distribution within the next 30 days. Gemini 3.5 Pro is reportedly scheduled for release on June 30th. Evaluate against that baseline before making any replatforming decisions. Let me close with the critical risk opportunity pairing from this briefing. The opportunity: DeepSeek's pre-filled decode separation offers a documented path to recovering the compute equivalent of 30 to 40 GPUs on a 100 GPU cluster at zero capital cost, with a 12 to 18 month first mover window before hyperscalers absorb this into standard offerings. The 5 business day feasibility memo is a low cost, high leverage next action. The risk: the regulatory removal of Claude Opus 4 demonstrated that single model dependencies in revenue critical workflows are a supply chain vulnerability with no early warning system. If you don't have a tested fallback routing architecture today, you are one regulatory action away from a service degradation event. 2 to 4 weeks of engineering time to implement light LLM-based tiered routing is the insurance premium. Pay it now. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.